Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We have several programs coming up here at the office during the month of June that we want to let you know about. First of all, if you have not yet registered for our summer day camps, we do still have registration open for a couple of those camps. Be sure and give our office a call, 243-1132, or visit our website for a full list of day camps as well as a registration form. We have a variety of day camps available for kids in kindergarten through 8th grade, happening throughout the month of June, and as I mentioned, many of them are still open for registration. Give us a call and find those details today. Also, coming up beginning Monday, June 5th, next week, we are hosting a tractor and farm machinery safety course. This training is required by law for any 14 or 15-year-olds who want to safely operate a tractor over 20 horsepower or other machinery on a farm, acreage, or any other business outside the family farm. Any youth who want to work in an operation requiring equipment operation must have this certificate. In order to attend the training, you must be turning 14 during the summer in order to be eligible to earn the certificate. You must attend all 24 hours of training and pass both a written and a driving test to earn this certificate. Again, to get the 24 hours of training, we've spread classes out over a two-week period. The classes begin on Monday, June 5th, and run through Friday, June 16th. They are 3 days a week from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The classes will be held here at the Extension office on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. The training is targeted to 14 or 15-year-olds who are wanting to earn a certificate, but older youth or even adults are more than welcome to take the class. The cost for the training is $40, which includes a light lunch all 6 days, plus all necessary materials. We are asking folks pre-register by this Friday, June 2nd, by calling the Extension office, 243-1132, or dropping off a form which can be printed from our Cass County Extension website. Something else exciting for you to get on your calendars. Coming up this next Saturday, June 10th, we will be hosting the ISU Solar Car in partnership with the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. ISU Team Prism will be doing their Sun Run 99. They are touring through all of Iowa's 99 counties, and they will be stopping in Cass County on Saturday evening, June 10th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA parking lot. You're welcome to come out and join us there. We'll be having snacks, a few fun hands-on activities for kids to get involved in, and of course, a chance to see the ISU solar car. The design hasn't even been revealed yet, but they have made quite a few modifications for this competition season, so get that date on your calendar and be watching our website and social media for more details as they become available. We are still looking for a couple partners to help us host that event, so if you're interested or your organization is interested in being a part of the ISU Sun Run on Saturday, June 10th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the YMCA, give us a call here at the Extension office. We would love to have you set up a display related to STEM activities. Finally, as we look to the garden this week, it is almost June, which means our June-bearing strawberries are starting to ripen up in the garden. You should harvest strawberries when the fruit are uniformly red and fully ripe. Pick them with the caps and stems attached to retain firmness and quality in storage. Pinch off the stem about a quarter inch above the cap. Don't just pull the berries off the plant. Strawberries should be picked about every other day in warm weather and every 3 to 4 days in cool weather. The harvest period for some June-bearing cultivars may last 3 to 4 weeks, and strawberries can be stored in the refrigerator for up to 5 to 7 days after harvest. You want to make sure that they are in a fruit or other crisper type drawer. The optimum storage conditions are right around 32 degrees Fahrenheit without freezing, with a very high relative humidity of about 90 to 95% to keep those strawberries in ideal condition. If you have a velvety gray growth on your strawberries, it may be gray mold, also known as a fruit rot. This is caused by poor air circulation and high humidity. The most commonly infected berries are those touching the soil or other infected berries. The best way to reduce your losses in your harvest to gray mold world is to take some careful cultural precautions. First of all, do not fertilize June-bearing strawberries in the spring. The application of a nitrogen fertilizer in spring promotes a lush green leafy growth, and this dense leafy growth slows the drying of strawberries, resulting in a more favorable environment for the mold. You also want to be sure to control the weeds in your strawberry bed, as these also reduce air circulation. You can mulch the plantings with straw or other weed-free mulches to keep the berries off the ground, again, as those berries resting on the damp or wet soil are more susceptible to the mold. During dry weather, if you do need to irrigate, do so in the morning using a sprinkler, as the plants will dry quickly when irrigated in the morning. Make sure you're clean picking the strawberry planting every time, picking all the ripe berries, harvesting frequently and as soon as they ripen, handle them very carefully during harvest to avoid bruising, and immediately refrigerate unwashed berries. Berries that show symptoms of gray mold should be picked and removed from the bed. Fungicides may be used, however, cultural practices are the best way to control this in home gardens. And finally, your fun fact of the day. If you have grown strawberries for many years and you're thinking this year's harvest tastes a little bit different than last, you may be correct. The flavor of most fruits and vegetables is influenced by weather conditions. Especially in strawberries, warm, sunny weather produces the most flavorful fruit, while strawberry plants may produce smaller quantities of sugars when the weather is cool and cloudy, so berries may not be as sweet if you have a cool and rainy May and June. For more information on upcoming programs, yard and garden needs, and more, stop by the Cass County Extension Office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Give us a call, 243-1132, or find us online anytime at our website or on Facebook. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.